Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
How are you feeling today after the toy show? My God, were you in floods? I actually managed to get my husband to watch it as well for the first time because he grew up in England and obviously just thought I was mad, saying, yeah, if we did, we have a show on primetime telly on a Friday night. That's just all about, it's all about the kids and the toys. He was like, what is this madness? But he watched it and absolutely loved it. And most of us are still on a high from it, aren't we? There was just so many lovely moments. And one that really stood out, for me anyway, was this one.
Say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot we were the song we decided. But time catches up. I knew from the start we'd be the one to set me free. A day in the park when the hurt would hide from me.
Ah, oh my God, it was just so amazing. Well, the man himself joins me on the line now. Mikey Maloney, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you feeling after all the madness of Friday?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind, to be honest. It's like my phone has non-stop ringing. Just it hasn't slowed down.
Well, first of all, forget about Dermot Kennedy for a second. Can I just commend you on your amazing vocals on Friday night?
Oh, thanks so much.
You're
I was
phenomenal.
A bit thrown off.
I'd say you were. I'd say that was the hardest thing to do, to not scream your head off. And how did you keep going?
Well, I actually, when I first heard Dermot Kennedy's voice, I thought his voice was going to be part of the backing track. Until it actually got louder, and you know, then I looked around and there he was, and my mind kind of just went blank, to be honest. Like, I barely remember even singing the rest of the song, but you know, I knew that I had to keep going because, to be honest, I was just having so much fun singing. It was just so much fun.
Oh, it looked it. It looked it. Did you get a chance to chat to him afterwards?
Well, he said he'd have a chat with me, but then I remembered I actually had to go back on the show for the finale of it.
You were like, yeah. Sorry, Dermot, I'm busy. I have the toy show to do. Listen, it's incredible what you did. You put in a fantastic performance. Can I ask you, when did you audition for the toy show?
Well, my mum said she'd enter me, you know, just so she wouldn't feel guilty for not entering me. But, you know, neither of us actually thought I'd get anywhere with it, but... We actually got called for a second audition and we were absolutely over the moon with excitement for that. And, you know, we definitely never thought I'd get any further. But, you know, we nearly fainted when we were told that we actually got through to the show. And I don't think Mum still has got the better of us. We're kind of still in shock.
Did you get any sleep on Friday night after the show? Or were you just buzzing?
Not really. No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. Can I talk about you for a second? Because you're a busker. Is that right?
I am. I love busking. Yeah. Well, I busk in, you know, Grafton Street and Henry Street in Dublin, but I also busk in Galway. And so I was busking actually last Christmas in Bryan Park in New York City. And that was really fun because obviously it was Christmas time. And so I got a great reception from the crowd, you know, singing away and they were singing back. But you know, sadly, I didn't get to the bus there for too long because it was absolutely freezing.
Freezing.
And things were just frozen off me.
Yeah. So you busk in Galway, did you say, and Dublin?
Yeah, so actually this summer in Galway, I was busking and somebody actually dropped €50 into my case. And
stop
I was actually like, yeah, I kind of just looked and my mum thought it was a mistake. So she actually gave me the money and made me leg it up the street after him to give it back. Yeah. So I was there running down the street to catch him. But he was super nice. No, it wasn't a mistake. He just said he really enjoyed the music. But that really just made my summer. But I love busking. Even when people just stop to listen, it really just, it makes my day.
So was that the biggest tip you've ever gotten in Galway?
Definitely.
Yeah. Dublin needs to sort itself out, don't they? Come on with the tips. Come on. Listen, so what's the crack with you? Are you in school or what's the story?
I am, yeah. I'm in the Jesus and Mary Secondary School in Girton Abbey in Cross Malina. So I have to be going in there later.
Just shout out to everybody in there. And
yeah.
So what's it going to be like going to school after doing the toy show? Did they know you were going to be on it?
Oh, everybody did. They were all watching and texting me afterwards. And they were like, ah, oh. It was absolutely crazy. My phone kind of died in like 5 minutes.
I'd say so. And your family must be so proud, especially
your mom. Oh, yeah. They're absolutely just over the moon with excitement.
So, Mikey, can I ask you? What's the goal? What's the dream? What do you want to do?
Well, you know, obviously education comes first, but like starting a Christmas test next week. But like if I get a chance to become a musician or whatever, I obviously wouldn't turn it down. But again, you know, music comes first.
God.
And I'd love to make a career of it. Like, I love music, but like some people have sport, but I just really, really love music. So
it's funny you said education first, because I'm having a conversation on the show today with kids and parents and teachers about homework.
Jeez.
I know. Let's talk about homework. Because it's, people are divided on this. You probably didn't get any homework when you were on the Late Late Toy Show. Tell me you didn't.
No, my friends are texting me saying they didn't get any homework on Friday.
Oh, they didn't get it either. Amazing. You're going to be a hero walking in today.
I'm a class hero.
But how do you feel about doing homework? Do you feel it's an important part of your day, or do you think we should do without it or do less?
No, well, I definitely think homework's important. You know, like, it's kind of important to get homework done, like, after school, and, you know, maybe not as much on the weekend.
Okay, that's a good point. Maybe not as much on the weekend, but definitely a little bit to keep you on top of things. Well, listen, lastly, I need to ask you, because there's a lot of kids listening. Any tips for anyone thinking of auditioning for next year? Like, have you any tips?
Yeah. Well, just definitely just go for it and do it. Just do it. It's so much fun. And it really just, it made my whole life, really. It was actually, just do it. You know, don't be thinking or just, you know.
Just go for it. Yeah.
Actually, did get to meet Dermot Kennedy after the finale. I got to meet him in the VIP room upstairs, because when I was actually leaving, they've told me I actually had to go up to the VIP room. So, you know, very fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I actually went up and he was just standing there. And he actually got me three times in the one night, because when I went up, there was a guitar case stood against the wall, and he told me that he had gotten me a guitar case as a gift. And I was obviously over the moon, because, you know, as a guitarist, you can never have too many of those.
Yeah.
But then I opened it and there was this beautiful left-handed guitar, and I was absolutely, like, I almost fainted, I'd say.
Wow. It just never ended. That is just phenomenal. He's very lovely chap, and sure, I know his auntie,
so
Mary Kennedy.
Oh, no, that's class.
Listen, Mikey, it's been a pleasure. I'll let you go because I know you need to go to school. But
thanks so much.
Best of luck with everything you do. And you keep in touch and let us know how you're getting on.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye, bye, bye. That's Mikey Maloney from Ballina. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.